Chanticleer Council is telling municipal staff to get rid of a cap they had suggested on the number of banners they will install on light poles in the municipality. At their Committee of the Whole meeting Monday, councillors sent a revised banner policy to their next regular meeting that would lift a proposed maximum number of 245 banners and also exempt the Veterans Banner Program from policy directives such as having to apply every year and limitations on storage of the banners during downtime. Each fall, the veterans' banners are mounted on light poles by municipal parks and recreation staff. After Remembrance Day passes, municipal public works staff take them down and replace them with winter light decorations. The operation costs the municipality about $7,800 in overtime pay, plus foregone revenue from the rink, which is closed during the installation period to free up staff. The original pole banner policy came forward a month ago at Council's May Committee of the Whole meeting. The idea of a maximum number of banners didn't get negative feedback at that time, though concerns were raised by resident Mike Gillespie about changes to the municipality's current practice of storing veterans' banners during their downtime each year. But when the policy came back to Council in June for a decision, Deputy Mayor Matt Esterbrooks asked that it be removed from Council's consent agenda and sent back to a future Committee of the Whole meeting for further discussion. On Monday, Active Living Director Matt Pride presented a revised policy based on private feedback he received from a Council member, whom he did not name. Pride said staff supported the idea of exempting the veteran banner program from the limits of the policy, but suggested that a cap should still be in place for future groups requesting banner installations.
So for Council's consideration, the municipality currently installs 100 municipally owned banners. This could be a reasonable limit to put on other requests. Should Council wish to proceed without capping the numbers of veterans' banners?
But ultimately, councillors disagreed with Pride and asked for the policy to move forward with no cap on the number of banners a group could request to have installed. Councillor Barry Hicks summed up his opinion on the issue this way.
Personally, I don't think that we need a policy for 100 banners at this time. When it comes into play, that if they do come in with, say, 100 banners or 110, I think we look at it at that time, my opinion, because what if the school came in and wanted to put up 102? How do we say two of your banners are not going up?
Right.
I feel it would be much better to deal with it at the time when it comes in, if that's an issue, than it is right now.
There was some debate around the council table about whether or not the municipality had shown resistance to the banner program. Here's Councillor Mike Tower.
I find the resistance to the veteran banners program a little disheartening. When the topic of veteran banners came up in council, it was my intention to come up with a solution to avoid having to go through the annual process of approving the hanging of the banners and the quantity. I feel that the Veterans Banner Program is a legacy program, different from other groups who may request banner services from the town. This program is important to me and other councillors, and that is why it has such strong support. The Veterans Banner Program is a very simple way for the town to honor veterans, family members of our community who fought for our country. Over the past 10 years, hundreds of people in Chanticleer have paid for banners of their veteran relatives and friends that they want to honor publicly. I do not think any of the concerns presented justify limiting the number of banners. Surely the $7,800 cost does not justify limiting this program. We can't put a price on the debt we owe our veterans. This program costs less than our annual fireworks during the fall fair, and I've heard no resistance to hanging winter lights or the Mount A banners.
Mayor Andrew Black pushed back on the idea of resistance to the project.
I don't necessarily think that there's been resistance. In fact, the entire time I've been on council, which has been 9.5 years now, every time the banner project has come up, council has agreed to expand it. Has it been troublesome, potentially, sometimes, coming to council to ask for those? Maybe so. But at the end of the day, council's made the decision every time to support that. So I just want to say that here we are, we're talking about this and about what our next steps will be. But a resistance to the veterans' banners, I would push back a little bit on that. I don't think it's exactly a resistance, but
Tower responded to Black saying that he didn't feel there was resistance from council, but that there was a perceived resistance to the program felt by some people in the community. The community volunteer who started the banner program was at Monday's meeting, and CHMA caught up with Garth Zwicker afterwards to hear his reaction to what he heard.
There's so many different sides because the town, of course, seems to be, or at least staff seems to be concerned with the costs or the time involved. The other factors are how long do I want to continue to do this? How long, how many more banners, how many more families do we have? So there's other things to put into this. But one thing I get out of attending the council meeting today was the strong support from council. I do feel there has been some resistance, not necessarily from council. But I think this is a good policy. I think it's probably overdue, and it's okay.
Zwicker said the demand for the program from local families has dropped off in recent years. When he started the program, he himself had put a cap on the number of banners he could produce each year. Although families pay the cost of the design and printing of the banners, the coordination by Zwicker is all on a volunteer basis.
You could probably keep going for years and years, but you'll do it in maybe ones and twos or fives, but you won't do it in the large numbers that we had initially. In the earlier years, I had to put a cap on it myself. There were only so many banner applications that I could handle per year. We had a waiting list. That is certainly not the case now. And there are still families out there, some who wanted a banner this year and then had to kind of pull back and said, well, you know, I'll have one next year. And so now we're back into, you know, do I have that energy and desire to keep working on that?
That's Tantramar community volunteer Garth Zwicker, who manages a veterans banner program in the municipality of Tantramar. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.